glad farmers are so productive in the U.S. We are blessed with the best farmers, in my opinion, in the world. And we grow more food than we need here. And we can help a hungry world. We can give them very consistent, high-quality food products. We just have got to have those markets. We've got to have access to those markets. That's what trade agreements do, is make sure they level the playing field. They make sure our producers and our products can get in there and access, you know, consumers who want our products. So trade agreements, they're not all perfect. There's give and take. There's a lot of negotiations that happens, but we also believe they're very critical to the future of our industry.
Now, when it comes to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, former U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk recently said despite the failure of talks in Hawaii, the Trans-Pacific Partnership remains on track to finish within the next 12 months. And Hardin knows an agreement there is also important to agriculture.
I think there's a lot of opportunity there for our growers. We'll have additional discussions. USDA will be a part of the U.S. team, making sure we're getting as much as we possibly can for our producers in all segments across the country.
Now, the TPP fell short of a deal a few weeks ago due to clashes over dairy and automotive trade. While some are optimistic of finalizing a deal yet this year, Japan's economic and fiscal policy minister said they are unlikely to wrap up domestic ratification procedures for the regional trade deal by the end of 2015. The U.S. faces the same outcome with the possibility of the TPP talks for Congress spilling into next year.